Another gauge of inflation. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. We'll get it in a half hour. A measure of wholesale prices also expected to show a surge over last year, like consumer prices, something the Federal Reserve is considering in a two-day meeting that'll lead to another interest rate hike.
With inflation at a four-decade high of 8.6%, Fed officials are likely this year to boost borrowing rates even higher than was expected just weeks ago. The central bank may also signal, when its policy meeting ends tomorrow, the possibility of raising rates to a level that could weaken growth, elevating the risk of a recession.
Fox is telling you, Jay Powers, at the stock market, futures have been rising coming off another massive sell-off, while gas hits another record high. AAA has it up another fraction, further above $5.01 per gallon for regular. President Biden will go to Saudi Arabia next month. Oil and gas among the topics he'll discuss.
The White House said he was invited by Saudi King Salman, but some outlets report the president will also meet with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. The president harshly criticized the Saudis after a U.S. intel report linked the prince to the killing of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi.
Fox's Jill Nato. The president will go to Israel first. It's primary day in four states, Maine, Nevada, North Dakota, and South Carolina, where two Trump-backed Republicans are challenging two House members for being critical of the former president. Katie Arrington wants to unseat Congresswoman Nancy Mace, who tells Fox,
I've never voted to raise taxes, and I'm running against someone who voted for the highest tax hike with Democrats in South Carolina history.
Congressman Tom Rice being targeted because he voted to impeach Trump after the Capitol riot. Now, the House committee investigating that riot has two more hearings this week, but Fox's Griff Jenkins says the Democratic chairman's upset others on the committee, saying
that the panel will not issue any criminal referrals when it comes to President Trump or anyone else for that matter, saying the committee's job is simply to examine the facts and we'll leave it up to the DOJ to decide.
Other committee members say they have not concluded that yet. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Just weeks after the massacre at a Uvalde, Texas elementary school, a scare at a summer camp in that state. An armed man showed up and fired a shot in the lobby in Duncanville.
According to police, the gunman tried to enter a classroom with children inside, but was unsuccessful. That's when police say he fired a second shot from the hallway at the door. Investigators say the gunman then moved to the gymnasium, housing more children.
Peyton Yeager with Fox 4 in Dallas says that's when police shot and killed that gunman. No kids or staff or officers were injured. At the Senate, progress on a compromise on gun control.
I urge my colleagues to continue working with the same good faith and urgency that has brought us to this point.
That is Democratic Senate Leader Chuck Schumer.
A bipartisan framework makes good on a promise Texas Republican John Cornyn says he made to constituents.
This being a constitutional right to keep and bear arms, there is no basis to restrict the rights of law-abiding gun owners.
Cornyn is one of 10 Republican senators to negotiate and sign off on the gun legislation framework that he says will only impact criminals and those adjudicated as mentally ill.
Law-abiding gun owners will not be subject to any new restrictions, period.
Top Democrats are also signaling support for the framework and pledge votes as soon as legislative language is settled. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Now to the NBA. The Golden State Warriors, one win away from another championship.
Rebound Wiggins. Got 3 seconds to get a shot off. Wiggins to Poole. Poole gets it off in time. Oh, he banks it in! He banks it in!
The Warriors beat the Celtics 104-94 on ESPN to take a 3-2 series lead in the NBA Finals. Game 6 will be on Thursday in Boston. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.